Track 3, Inside the Ruins of the Country House.
You are now standing in what was once the brick hall of the country house.
The house was remodelled around the ruins of the Cistercian monastery. The hall derived its name from the old red brick floor. You would have entered this room through a large wooden screen. There were four windows in the west wall, the remains of which you can still see. These windows gave ample light. On the east wall, there was an open fireplace. The notice board is situated where the hearth would have been. This room measured 59 feet by 30 feet. Tapestries hung from the walls and exquisite lamps hung from the ceiling. Beautifully carved wooden chairs and vases of exotic plants adorned this room. The photographs on the notice board you are standing near give a good idea of what this room once looked like. There is also a map on the board showing you the original layout of the building. Now, turn to face the handrailed staircase towards the end of the room. You will see another notice board to the left of it. This wall had a doorway leading to the magnificent long gallery, which was accessed through Lord Seville's library. The library would have been used often by the governess of the house, as she now explains.
I was born in Poland and I came to England to seek employment at Rufford Abbey. I started as a governess and I often spent time in the library with the Saville children when we had lessons. We used the range of wonderful books the library contained. I remember the door to the library was in the northwest corner of the brick hall. The library had a dark oak polished floor and open bookshelves covered three of the walls to a height of 12 feet. The walls were panelled with deep velvet brocade and the fireplace was carved from white stone. A door from the library opened from the long gallery where the family would put on plays, hall dances, and there were many secret liaisons. Although as a governess I was not allowed to put myself in any circumstance that might affect my reputation. In fact, I was expected to remain invisible at social gatherings.
In 1938, due to high death duties and taxation, Lord Saville's trustees decided to sell the estate and all of its holdings. The young third Lord Saville was still only 19 and at the time was by law too young to inherit. In the Second World War, the abbey was requisitioned for army use and officers were billeted here. It later went through various owners and fell into disrepair before being bought by Nottinghamshire County Council in the 1950s.
Make your way over to the steep handrailed staircase at the far end of the room. Take care when descending these stairs. Mind your head as you exit the doorway at the bottom and continue walking straight ahead across the grassed area until you reach a slight slope in the ground. Turn around and face the building you just came from.